Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the show today, comedian Dan Cummins and the news with Christy Lee. Right after this classic phoner from Tom Mabe.
Hello? Yes, can I speak to Thomas Mabe?
This is Tom.
Mr. Mabe, this is Tonya with the I'm just following up with you. I called you back in December about renewing your subscription.
Help me. I'm being held against my will. You gotta help me.
I'm sorry, do what?
I'm being held against my will. You gotta get me out of here.
Okay, sir. I'm gonna put you on hold for a second.
Don't leave me. Don't hang up the phone. I'm scared. Don't leave me.
What's going on?
I can't take it anymore. They've taken everything from me. I had a 66 Chevelle Super Sport with crackers, and they stole it, and they traded a Ford minivan.
Are you at 4111 Morgan James?
No, no, that's my old address. They took me from there. I'm not there anymore. That's not who I was.
And where are you now?
They keep me moving. I don't know. One night, it's like football practice. The next night is scouts. And there's this little one. And he can torture me. He watches iCarly. He watches it all day long over and over again. And I can't take it anymore. You gotta get me out of here.
Are you talking about your family?
They're taking my money.
Okay, I can't help you.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
And we are also coast to coast. In fact, as far from the coast as you can get is a place called Riggins, Idaho. The birthplace of Dan Cummins. Did you go to Riggins High?
Yeah, Salmon River High. One of the most inappropriate mascots.
Salmon River High.
Was it the salmon?
Oh,
salmon.
No, Salmon River Savage. Oh, sorry.
Savage.
The thought was coming out as you said guess. Oh, man, I'm sorry.
I wouldn't have gone with Savages.
There's a worse mascot, one of the most, maybe the most politically incorrect mascot in the country.
Is it the Pekin?
It's Orfino, Idaho.
And
I'll give you a guess. It's Orfino. No, it's not the midgets. It's okay. Orfino, Idaho. There is a mental health facility about two blocks from the high school.
No.
Guess what the mascot is?
Maniacs.
Boom.
Maniacs. Maniacs is big. Yeah.
They claim that it's like because the team played really hard years ago and they're playing like they're really, you know, like a bunch of maniacs. No. When I grew up, the mascot on the wall was a person in a straitjacket.
Oh my
trying to bug-eyed, trying to get out. The Maniacs. Versus the Savages. Our mascot, a Native American brave, tomahawk raised, murder in his eyes.
Yeah.
So Savage versus Maniac.
Show Tom your tattoo there. I don't know.
Oh, I know. Tom will hate it. I know.
No,
I thought about it.
I can't see.
It's the state of Idaho. Yeah. It's Riggins, the little heart where I grew up.
That's
nice.
Monopoly House, Coeur d'Alene where I live, the little Monopoly house now. Home and Heart in Idaho.
There you go. That's cool.
Nice. One of my sons has a map of his home state on his somewhere in his body.
That sounds oddly erotic, yeah. And I don't want to hear any more about it.
Vastly inappropriate.
You know, yeah. I got...
No, I'm serious. He does. It's on his foot.
Okay.
On the top of his foot. That's cool. See, that's actually
cool.
Well,
it's not on the bottom of his foot, not walking on his...
Well, there you go. Yeah. No, but that's cool. That's a cool tattoo because it's not something you went to the mall.
Right.
You know,
it's like
the guys that have the, I've got this Asian calligraphy here. It means they have no idea. They've never been there. They have no idea. They just thought it looked cool.
Yeah.
That's actually something you designed yourself.
You know, and I got, because people just, I got it partly too because Idaho gets no respect as far as like states. People just kind of make fun of it. And I wanted to put it right out there. Like, no, I love the state of Idaho. I'm proud there. And
an Idahoan?
I'm an Idahoan. You know, I grew up there. And
is there any controversy about the phrase Idahoan? No controversy there that I know of. Idahoan.
But I did learn. It was funny. I moved from Los Angeles back to Idaho, and I learned that when you look like I do and you start talking about being excited to get back to Idaho, comes across a little racist to some people. Right? That's what I found out. Well, because I don't feel like it has a reputation it used to for having white supremacists living there. I don't feel like I look like a white supremacist. I hope not, but I do realize that I look like a guy who could probably play a white supremacist. Like in a B movie, if I pop out behind the dumpster in a biker bar and just, you stepped into a big old pile of ass, wolf. You know, that's, no one's going to bump on that. No one's going to bump on
kind
that.
Kind of uncomfortable that's right
true.
Now.
Right, right. I learned it on a flight. I stopped talking on a flight. I was having a true story, nice conversation with a gentleman. And he was moving to L.A., and I was happy for him. I was like telling him where to go, you know, where to eat, how to avoid traffic. Nice conversation. I tell him I'm moving to Idaho. He reacts like I just told him that I was moving into his mom's bedroom, and I was going to be paying my rent and sex. Like, just exclusively. Like, he was very, it was like a negative, right? He actually told me, he goes, I've never been to Idaho, and I'll never go.
Huh.
I thought that was a bit strong.
Yeah.
He tells me as a black man and as a gay man, he just knew he wouldn't be welcome there, and it hurt my feelings. And I was like, hey, man, that's crazy. I'm like, you know, you obviously don't know this, but there's a lot of gay black men living in Idaho. And he was genuinely surprised because, you know, I made that up. but I hope he believes that line. I hope he spreads it. You know, I hope more people move there who are a little diverse.
Christy Lee, we got to get to the flying iguanas. What's going on over there?
A recent dip in temperatures in Florida has caused iguanas to fall out of trees. Temperatures dropped below 40 degrees Fahrenheit in parts of South Florida on Thursday. Kristen Summers of the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission explained the cold-blooded green iguanas get sluggish when temperatures fall below 50, and if it gets older, they just simply freeze up.
Oh.
Palm Beach Post columnist Frank Cerabino tweeted a photograph of an iguana laying belly up next to his swimming pool, while WPEC-TV,
where news comes first,
shared a gallery of images of stunned iguanas. Residents who find stiffened iguanas, are advised to leave them alone as they may feel threatened and bite once they warm up.
So they're not dead.
No, okay. They're just frozen for a minute.
Well, for now, how long can they go?
Well, part of the story that I read, there was a guy, this happened one other time, and he picked up a whole bunch of them and put them in the back of his car.
Oh, God.
But the car is obviously warm.
Yes. Yeah.
And they all warmed up and started like attacking him.
That is
freaked
awesome.
Him out.
No, I was reading about this. These particular iguanas are not native.
The green iguanas are an invasive species in Florida known for eating through landscaping and digging burrows that undermine infrastructure. So that might provide an opportunity to capture some of them.
Sure.
A two-week cold snap with temperatures below 40 in 2010. So that must have been when the other guy, that story that I read, killed off many of the iguanas.
Sound like one of those old Johnny Carson. How cold was it? It was so cold, I had to rake up the iguanas in my backyard.
Right.
The 2010 temperature drop
and cutoff
also took out the Burmese pythons and other invasive pests that thrive in South Florida's subtropical climate. But as we all know, they rebounded since then.
I just love that they fall out of trees. Like, theoretically, you could be walking down the street and have an iguana fall from a tree upon you.
Yeah.
Yep.
What a life experience.
Fall on your head.
Right. How do you get that shiner? It's a long lizard fell out of a tree.
Doesn't it sound like one of those bad Tennessee Williams plays?
All of a sudden at the end, the
Night of the Iguana.
The antebellum south, the freezing iguanas on the roof.
It sounds like some biblical plague, like apocalyptic, you know, like the end times when the iguanas will fall from the trees.
Can you eat iguana?
I've seen, I think it was on Bizarre Foods. Yeah. I saw him eat iguana.
Really?
On a stick. Iguana on a stick.
Oh. Really?
Barbecued iguana.
What's in this?
probably delicious, I guess. Right?
Well, here's the song you're talking about.
Yeah. I wish I was in Tijuana eating barbecued iguana. Doing quests on the telephone.
Great song.
That is a great
Something
song.
Something of voodoo, right?
Wall of voodoo.
Mexican radio. But so iguanas are dropping from the trees.
That's in Florida, in Mexico.
Okay.
So
it's raining iguanas.
Yes, right. It's a little chilly in Florida right now.
That could be a horse name or a punk band.
Raining iguanas.
Raining iguanas.
See the raining iguanas? I got the t-shirt. It's awesome.
And they are flat on their back with their little feet in the air.
Yeah. They do look dead.
Poor things.
So you would understand why people would pick them up.
No, I understand in some counties they're actually being registered to vote.
It is Florida, yeah.
Yeah.
I was just thinking of all the fun things you could do with all these iguanas laying around. like, just, I don't know why this popped in my head, but what if you just got a bunch of little, like, clown wigs and just put them on all the iguanas? so that when they warmed up, because they don't have hands to take them off. When they warm up, you have all these little clown iguanas wandering around.
Yeah.
No one? Okay.
No, no.
Super, you could super glue the wigs.
Sure.
Never,
yeah. You have so much fun.
That's the way they look now.
Little mullet wigs on some of the iguanas.
Or like, put little Geico t-shirts on them.
Oh.
They
yeah.
do paint them. You've seen that, right?
Little cowboy hats and stuff.
Yeah.
So much. Cowboy you can have so much fun with them.
Cowboy.
Have you seen the painted ones?
The painted iguanas?
I'm not joking.
People paint their iguanas?
Yes.
Like living ones?
Yeah, if you go to a certain,
water-based paint, of course.
Certain tourist areas, they'll yeah. be the. I'm not joking. I just saw one this summer. These giant iguanas and people, they have people from the hotel that will paint them up and they'll stick them in.
Is that like the varnished or shellacked frogs?
No, they're alive.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I remember we went out to Stingray City. Anybody ever been there?
Stingray City, gonna have some fun.
Weren't you gonna go get you a woman and have some fun or
at
something?
At Stingray City.
Yeah.
I'm not. I wish I were joking. And at Stingray City, there are all these boats there, and you get off the boat, you walk around with stingrays, and they go, just don't lift your feet up without looking. No kidding. So anyway, we were coming back
what
in,
do you
and
mean
there was
you walk around with stingrays.
Yeah, there's it's
you put one on each foot.
You take the boat out.
Right.
And then there's this giant ring of boats. There are hundreds of people there. And there's a sort of a shallow reef or something. It's a sandbar or whatever.
Okay.
And there are all these stingrays there. And I guess they feed them so the stingrays know to come there every day. I mean, there are hundreds of them.
Isn't that what
there's a picture? There's a picture of me holding one, which is terrifying. And
you're
I
holding a stingray?
Very briefly. But on the way back, as the boat's coming in, there were all these painted iguanas on the dock.
Hmm.
Very cool. So, but these in Florida, they're falling out of the trees. And
yes.
Okay.
I feel like some PETA employees just jumped out of their chair.
Oh,
their desk over when they heard about the painted iguana.
Yeah.
Just calling some hotline.
Now, we do have Christy Lee, beardless Christy Lee, at the Bob and Tom News
Desk. You should
grow
a beard, Christy.
Oh, man.
I can't.
Try.
You're not trying, are you?
Yeah.
Remember the old joke about, Joan Rivers? It's about Joan Rivers. One more
facelift,
and she'll have a goatee.
I've
never been a very hairy person. I've got that blonde hair thing, and I just have never been. I don't think I could.
That's a good thing.
What's this? What's happening here?
I don't know.
Welcome to Christy's body hair talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got excited.
Shaved Christy. Did you hear that, beard?
Oh, beard. Beard is hard right now.
Beard is hard.
The hairs on the beard are fully erect right now.
Oh, yeah.
Shaved Christy sounds like, once again, it could either be a horse or a punk band. Hey, man, did you hear see Shaved Christy? Yeah, they're playing with Ace's new band. By the way, did you hear about Ace's new band?
No.
What?
Well, Ace used to be, of course, the main guy in a band called Off Your Rocker. Ace is now,
if you ever actually performed with Off Your Rocker?
Yes, I saw
yes, at the Vogue.
Many times.
The point is that Ace is getting a cat, and Ace is naming the cat?
Kunta.
Kunta.
Okay.
And I asked this question.
Dan.
Is there
Kunta Kitty.
Kunta Kitty? I was going to say Kunta Kente, but yeah, Kunta Kitty.
Kunta Kitty.
That's hilarious. I love it.
Kunta Kitty. But my point is, then we had the story about the bowling dog in Idaho.
Right? Yeah.
Non-story.
Great story about the bowling dog. And then I thought maybe you could have a bowling league of the Kunta Kieglers, a ladies' bowling league.
Kunta Kieglers.
But you just know the guy at the alley is going to pronounce it wrong.
I think it's the Kunta Kegglers. It's not the Kegglers.
Oh, Kegglers. Oh,
that's Kegglers.
They'd be exercising their vaginal walls.
I thought that's what he was going for this whole time.
I thought too.
Yeah.
There's keggling, that's bowling. Kegling,
that's my incredible acting skills.
Yeah, exactly.
You meant to say Keggler.
I know Kegglers versus Kegglers. You're the only Kegler in the room.
I'm Kegeling right now.
Guys can Kegel.
Men Kegel.
Kegel can, yeah, you can
It's how you can strengthen, let's see. It's
what
how
are
you can
you
increase wave, the distance
yeah, yeah.
of your.
Yeah, you don't wave it around every now and then?
You can't make it go by itself?
You don't make it move?
Oh, when you drape the towel on it and do the exercises?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no. You do that too?
Tom loves to talk about the towel trick.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know the towel trick.
Yeah.
You get out of the shower and you look at, in your case, you look at your wife and go, are there any towels around here?
Of course, it's hanging off your wang.
Right.
Okay. I don't think we need to be that
descriptive.
We know what's going on. No, it's a bedspread, Christy.
Come on.
Of course.
The point.
I find that women also like it if you lead with your unit, yes. Like around a corner. Like if you just push it out. So right. At first, only it sees around the corner. They love it. They think it's so funny.
You know, you could dress it up.
Now, I was the other day. I was just discussing this.
You could dress it up just like you could
would
the iguana.
Would you find it insulting? If your wife came back and said, I was getting on an elevator, and the man held it open for the three of us using his male member.
No, I think that's like an amazing trick.
The door's closing. Oh, no, I got it.
You got a little cowboy hat.
This is why there are elevators
you
in nudist colonies.
You had this discussion last week.
I think the impressiveness of that feat outweighs any weird sexual overtones.
Leads to this headline, and I'm reading this verbatim, elderly monk pulls car with penis.
I showed off that incredible strength during an annual festival in India.
After this go-round, can we not read this story anymore?
We do it all the time.
It keeps happening.
How many times do you think we've done this? Going to say 180.
I can tell you. He was recorded pulling a van, so we've done that.
This is the same monk.
Oh, same guy.
Yes.
Like a bunch of monks
doing
this.
There's a guy who did the semi.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's wearing a weird belt that makes it look like it might not actually be attached to his penis.
He wears a thing in front. You can't really tell.
Yeah, you can't really tell.
I think he puts it around his waist.
Might be fake.
Is the car in neutral?
You would have, it's in park.
It's in park.
Emergency brake.
Way more impressive if it's in park.
Way more impressive.
Chick.
That's why you weren't invited, because you would have asked that question.
Chick, here we go. This goes back.
Last time we're doing this story.
Monk pulls 18-ton bus along road with penis.
Yeah.
That was in Guangdong province. I'm not kidding.
Yeah. Guangdong?
Seriously?
That is one Guangdong.
Mm-hmm. Now, where is this one, Christy?
This was in India.
Okay.
The feat was achieved this week during the annual
Maghmela Festival. Any superiority to any religious beliefs you may or may not have.
This one was
important. You don't read about in the Judeo-Christian tradition. You don't go and then. Oh, by the way, I don't know if you know that Saint Peter once towed a chariot with his penis. The Christian faith and
Catholics got to kick it up, man.
I don't think the Jewish faith has any great stories about guys. After he was circumcised,
I think they should.
David,
I think that'd be a fun
moved a brick with it. No,
it'd be a fun goodwill move. You know, get Father Coughlin out there. You know, pulling a Volkswagen with his ween.
This is just why is it always these? I don't know. Just seems to be
put that ween to work.
All right, this guy.
You'll put that ween to work.com.
Yeah, this guy looks like he's actually doing it. Huh?
This is a naked Hindu monk doing it. This one in this particular picture. I think this is a different guy than the one Tom gave me.
He looks like an Indian Santa.
Very
white.
And he's pulling
head of hair,
like a little.
Still,
white
you
beard.
Can talk about it. But the most amazing thing I've ever seen in this vein is the guy who picked up a cinder block and spun it around.
Whoa,
that guy. That was from the sideshow.
Oh, yes. Lifto?
On it.
Yeah.
Okay, this guy does look like a black Santa Claus with a very big belly, and clearly all that you can see is the rope.
Yeah.
And he's pulling a truck.
Yeah, I think it's a different guy than this guy, but I think it's part of the same festival, so there must be more than one.
It's a festival?
I think if you don't have a big ween going into that, you do when you're done.
Annual festival in India.
Dickapalooza.
It's a sausage fest.
You know what's sad about this, Christy?
What?
In all seriousness, how many people are observing this guy doing that?
Not very many.
Like about 12.
Yeah. You'd think that would be a big draw.
Yeah, I think if we put out the word right now, hey, listen, downtown at noon, Dan Cummins, we're going to tie a rope to a schlong, and he's going to tow a Prius. I think we'd get 20, 30 people.
That has to be a tough ego blow if you go that far and no one shows up. Like if you're like, you announce it, you get the rope tied around your ween, you got a truck.
What do I have to do
and then you just
to get a little noise?
Right. You just got like one homeless guy waiting for like a dollar when you're done. Just so sad.
The guy. This is him.
So, and is this part of some religious thing? Is this like a kung fu?
Well, he is a holy man.
Yeah, it's
what if that's how you get into heaven? You have to pull
It's a Hindu
truck.
Religious festival in India.
You have to pull the gates open.
You have to pull it with your ween.
Yeah.
If it's not strong enough when you die, you don't get in.
Wow.
That's the way in.
What religious text would advise you to do this? I can't.
It says here there were hundreds of thousands of Hindus gathering for the annual festival. But
there's four people in that picture.
Yeah, there were like only 12 watching him.
Maybe it was in the Dead Sea Scrolls. Maybe that's one of the ones that got missed, Book of Ween. Just didn't get in there.
But it sounds like a kung fu thing. Sorry, try it again, Kane. I had it in park.
I'll take the e-brake off.
They never did that on the show Kung Fu, did they?
No.
Okay, so I'm sorry.
Maybe,
so sorry.
Maybe that's, well, never mind. I was going to go to some David Carradine place, but I'll respect. I'll leave,
yeah,
I'll leave him alone.
Well, I just mentioned Kane. Maybe, oh, I see where you were going.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why.
Maybe that's why he used to choke himself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, just getting ready for
if
the.
You can choke yourself with,
your own wing.
Woo!
But stretched out of one too many truck pulls.
But
this does keep happening.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's an epidemic.
Again, it seems like an unusual.
Hundreds of times.
Unusual religious calling. Again, I don't think I'm going to go join some religion where this is a requirement.
I want to see the championship where the guys who pull the truck the farthest then have a tug of war. They tie their wings together. And see who could pull one over a line.
Oh,
now
that's
you got
a show.
Something. Now you
that's
got
a show.
The world's strongest man. Remember
world's strongest man.
Run
add
that late
there.
At night.
It'll
on
look like
yeah,
a little. Look
this
a little.
It's going to be like the suicide scene in The Deer Hunter.
Yes.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.